Hello?
Hi, is this Daniel?
Yes.
Good to speak with you again, Daniel. It's Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke last week regarding branding your business on Google. I did send an email out to you. I wanted to follow up with you, see if you had a chance to take a look at that, see if I could answer any questions you might have.
Yeah, so I did look at that. The only thing is, so pretty much you're just going to put me on the page, and if people call me or anything, they're going to call me directly. You're not going to send them to me or nothing, right?
You are not paying per lead, click, call, or job. We make it so that when people need your services and are searching in your service area, that your business and a website are one of the options for people to see. So, of course, that means you'll get more phone calls. Usually the businesses on the first page get 9 out of 10 buying decisions. So when people are looking for someone to call, they usually call off of what they see on that first page of Google or even Bing. Our job is to make sure that you're there, that your website is there, so that they can pick up the phone and call you. But no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. So it's not a lead-based service.
Okay, you said how much was it for the month?
Yeah, so I was actually able to take almost 60% off the normal cost of the service and waive the setup fee and still include the website at no cost. So it is $249.00. That is all inclusive. It even includes Facebook paid ads as well. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job or a percentage of your profit. So, you know, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. Big jobs or small residential or commercial jobs, it would only ever be exactly $249. And again, it is on a month-to-month basis. So our job is just to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and try that.
And it's DL Steamers with the LLC, right? That's how you want the business to be branded. And Steamers is S-T-E-E-M-E-R-S, right?
Yeah, so D1, the number one, D1 Steamers.
Yeah, D1.
Yeah.
D1 Steamers. And that's how I have it. D1, capital D, the number one, and then Steamers with two E's, or three E's, and then LLC. The number that we're speaking on, this is
yeah.
The best number for your customers to call. This is the number you want on your website, right?
No, are you calling 15, me on the
44. 341? Oh, no, it's 626-621-1544. Is that your cell number?
That's the number. Yeah,
okay.
Use that number for the customer.
For the customer. And it's also a good number for us to reach you to, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. I think I asked you before, you only go to the customer, right? No one comes to you. There's not like a showroom or physical address that you wanted your customers to see, right?
No, yeah, because I drive there to their house and clean there, give them quotes there and stuff.
And you do commercial work too, right?
Yeah, so carpet cleaning?
Yeah, absolutely. And then, Mary did not, and neither did I, get your last name?
Sanchez?
You said Spencer?
Sanchez.
S-A-N-C-H-E-Z. It's just kind of a little bit of an echo, a little distortion. S-A-N-C-H-E-Z. Okay, Mr. Sanchez. And then d1steamers@gmail.com is the email address that we'll have attached to your website. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I'm going to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. We call it a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. So we're going to talk to you in detail about what you want on your website, of course, your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement or a slogan. And then for that initial $249, Mr. Sanchez, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
Yeah, I'll pay with a card. Credit card.
Okay. Is the name on that card your name, the business name, or both? Is it?
My name.
Daniel Sanchez or any middle initial?
No, just Daniel Sanchez.
Okay, perfect. If you want to go ahead and read that card 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
It's going to be 4266,
mm-hmm.
8417, 5158, 4465.
And then the expiration month and year?
It's going to be 0128.
0128, and the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
906.
906. I got 906, 906. I got January or
01 of 2028. And then, Mr. Sanchez, the card was at 4266 8417 5158 4465.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then I do have an address, 1007 East Holyvale Street. Is that the billing address of that card, 91702?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So one thing that I have to do here, and it's because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're waiving your setup fee, reducing the cost, and including the website, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Sanchez, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?"
D1 Steamers, LLC.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Daniel, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Daniel Sanchez, owner.
Okay. And Mr. Sanchez, as the owner of D1 Steamers, LLC, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that Visa in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Correct.
Of course. Mr. Sanchez, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Simply put, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Sanchez, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Correct.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. Now, the reason that we ask, first of all the content that we'll be creating for your business, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing, and then equally or perhaps even more important, we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Daniel, we ask you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Sanchez, that's fair enough, right?
Right.
Perfect. Daniel, we'll actually do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. We will also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, of course, waiving the setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service and that website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 21st of October, in the very reduced total amount of just $249.00. And again, that is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. It will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. Daniel, it's actually an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no cost, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 21st of the month and that same exact reduced rate of just $249. Again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract, which again means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you could pause it seasonally. I don't think that's going to be necessary in this particular case, but in order to prevent the charge to the following month, all that we would ask is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Sanchez, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. So all I got to do is call 3 days before if I ever want to cancel.
If you ever want to cancel or if you ever want to pause it. Now, that's to prevent the charge from happening in the first place. If you happen to forget and say I wanted to call you on Friday and it's Monday or whatever, if it bills over the weekend, we're going to refund it. But to prevent the charge from happening, please try to call us before your billing date. Or if you want to pause it, if you get more work than you can take on or want to go on vacation. Now, the only thing left to do on my end is to schedule your follow-up call with your technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. We schedule by the hour, but the call takes about a half an hour. We could get you in at 11 if that works out for you. If not this afternoon, we've got 1 or 2. It looks like we could even do 3 o'clock.
If you could do, I need to pass 3:30 because I have a job around 1-ish. And then in about 2 hours.
Okay.
Then would it, like around 3:30-ish or 4 o'clock?
That pushes it a little bit too far. Maybe like 3:15, 3:20. Would you prefer tomorrow? Is that better for you tomorrow or would that work out for you later today?
No, today, later on today.
Okay. It will be scheduled from 3 until 4. It is a one-hour window, but I will let them know to call as late as they can, okay?
Okay. Perfect.
You'll receive at 2 o'clock a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 3. Like I said, I'm going to ask that they make it a little bit later if they can. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I do have one other scheduled at that time, but I will also, if they get staggered, try to keep my phone line open. So hopefully I'll be on the beginning part of that call just to kind of say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician, and then answer any questions you have before handing it over to them. I may already be on another call. Things get pretty busy at the end of the day. But like I said, I'll try to keep my line open. Whether I am on that follow-up call or not, I did want to add just a little bit of extra protection here, another layer of security, a simple question and answer. And that way, if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with D1 Steamers LLC, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And then, Daniel, this is especially important. And even beginning about a week from now or even tomorrow, if anyone calls you or later today, make sure they know the answer to the security question. Your online presence is going to increase, so your customers will call you. That is without a doubt. But you might also get phone calls from someone either claiming to be Google or claiming to be Local Splash. They might want you to verify your Google listing. They might ask you for more money. If anyone asks you for more money, definitely you know that's not us right away. You can just say, hey, no thanks, let them go. But for everything else, make sure that they know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can verify that within a minute or so, then it is a call related to our services, and feel free to take that call. If not, just say, you know, I think I'm good, and let them go. But your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet name.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
Max.
Max? Okay.
Correct. M-E-X.
I have to type it in twice. Put your URL set there. You said M-A-X or M-E-X?
M-A-X.
Hey, that's what I thought. Max, right, Max. I got that correct. Okay, and verified.
So what
and
I then,
oh, go ahead.
So what I just received, a text message, that's my username and password for my login for myself?
Yes. So our system is way ahead of me. You have a welcome email. It's got our client support information. If you go down to where it says access your dashboard, you've got the email there, support@localsplash.com. You've got our toll-free phone number. It's simply option one or extension one if it prompts you, and Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, that is Pacific time. Your username is your phone number. You cannot change it. It's in our system the same way, but we've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So your username, and it's just numbers, no dashes, no spaces or parentheses. The area code's included, though, so it's 626-621-1544. That is your username. You can change your password. It's B-Bing, B-E-B-B-I-N-G, all lowercase, no space. You can change your password. Now, your tracking system's not going to be active just yet. If you try to log in, it's going to give you a message telling you that we're still trying to set everything up. We do need to do your client interview first. That helps us to create the content that we will then track. But you'll get official notice once your tracking system is active. You can try in again at any time, but like I said, if it's still not active, you might still get that message. You also received an additional email, one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Any of the photos for those categories that you can send our way will help us to expedite the process of reassuring Google that you are, in fact, an active business, that you do provide the services listed. Google wants to make sure that companies on the first page are real phone, real legitimate businesses that will answer the phone when people call them. So any photos of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, if you have a business card, take a photo of that. Obviously, you know, you are service-based, so there's not a real physical address or a workplace. You don't have to show anything like that. Google's usually fine with a picture of where you park your service vehicle when you're not using it for work, since you're service-based. And then is the business licensed or insured?
I'm insured with my vehicle, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything you send our way will help us to reassure Google that you are a legitimate company and active in the area. The other email is the one that I actually would want you to open up right now. It's the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on it, it says, "Hello, Daniel. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached a copy of your invoice below," or something like that. And then it says, "Please click here to accept the subscription terms." The blue click here is hyperlinked. Do you see that?
Yeah.
So click on the words, click here. It's going to take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. You can scroll through it, all the services that we're providing there. Everything we went over in the voice verification is provided for you in writing. Now, Google's going to be our main focus because it's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will be choosing Bing over Google, and we do want you to get those phone calls. So, Mr. Sanchez, we will kind of mirror the content on Bing as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yelp. It's all the directories and destinations necessary for first page placement. We are doing that custom website for you and the Facebook ads too. Now, you'll see the long line that goes all the way across it. Below it, it populates your phone number and a couple of boxes. We would actually want you to click on both of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card on file. Of course, we want you to click on that box as well. Now, you'll see the longer box.
Yeah, I signed it and I submitted it.
Okay, perfect. So you're ahead of me. Let me refresh. And it is now asking you for a login, right, for username and password?
Correct.
Okay. Like I said, you don't have to do that now, but at any time you want to try it, maybe later today, certainly after your client interview, then that tracking system should be active. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, I am hopefully going to be in between phone calls when our technician calls you at 3. At 2 o'clock, you're going to receive that reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 3, and I'm sending you now a calendar invite just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. But it says Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G, that's client interview in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. And any correspondence to that support@localsplash.com email, please do reference either your username or your phone number. That does make it easy for us to access the information and forward it out to the right department. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get that going for you. If you have any photos already, you know, think about what you want to have on your website, at least initially. Keep in mind that any content on the website or anything else that we create can be updated at any time. There's no cost for that. There is a website editor tool that you'll have access to as well through your tracking and system. And if you're one of those people who likes adding a photo or making a change to the website, you can always do that. And whether you're making changes to the website or whether we are, there is never any additional cost for that.
Okay, so just the photos, just is that last message that you sent me, correct? Click on that and upload all those photos.
Yeah, if you can, and our technician can walk you through that. It doesn't have to be all of them, but anything you send our way will help. Some of those photos we would also want to use on your website. And then, of course, our technician will kind of talk to you in detail about mission statement, motto, slogan, how you want your website to look and things like that. And then we'll get that website started for you. Usually takes about 5 or 7 business days for us to finish out that website, which is why, like I was saying, you may get calls before then, but in a week or so, if you start getting phone calls, just make sure that it's actually us calling and not somebody else. Because once your online presence does increase, it will be not just your customers calling you. That's, of course, what we want. But you may get phone calls from somebody else. They may even say that they're Local Splash. Just make sure that they do have the answer to that security question, which, of course, is your first pet's name, Max.
Correct. And,
all right.
The number that I'm going to get called from will be this number or no?
The number that you're getting a call from should be this same number or the 877 number, 877-635-6225.
Okay, perfect.
All right. You're all set and squared away on my end, Daniel. Real pleasure speaking with you, and we'll be talking to you this afternoon.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.